Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start the ahadith that come under this chapter of the virtue of living a life of abstinence and encouragement to suffice for little in this world and the virtue of poverty. Up till now we did the various ayat of the Quran that encourage us to have this type of abstinence and teaches us about sufficing or little in this world and the virtue of poverty, etc. So today we do a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Amr ibn Auf al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu to Bahrain in order to collect the jizya. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent different sahaba. They were known as amils. Amils, the ones that will go collect the zakat, collect the jizya, etc. Like we say, a tax to the people that are living there. Not that just the ordinary people, the people that are non-Muslims go collect a tax from them because they're living in a Muslim country. They're enjoying the security, they're enjoying the protection of the state, the Muslim state. Muslims obviously are paying their zakat. But what are we going to take from the non-Muslims? So this is one form of tax, the jizya, that you pay this amount, and then what we will do in return is we will give you security, we'll give you protection, etc. So this was one form of tax. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu to Bahrain in order to collect the jizya. He returned with the wealth from Bahrain, and when the Ansar heard about the arrival of Hazrat Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu, they arrived to offer the Fajr Salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would normally offer Fajr Salah, but what it means is people from far and wide, they came because they heard specifically that Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu had now come back. In other words, he has brought the wealth of Bahrain. Bahrain was known to be a wealthy place at that time. And he went and he collected the tax of these people. So they all were there. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed the salah, he turned around to leave, but the Ansar presented themselves before him. You must know, at that time also, they were in need. So Rasulullah, they came and they presented themselves to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled when he saw them. Look at his countenance, his beauty. But when he saw these sahaba, the Ansar of Medina, he seen them and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at them. And he said, I assume that you heard that Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu has arrived with something from Bahrain. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, he smiled at him, I said that you probably heard that he has come back with something from Bahrain. They replied, yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, glad tidings be to you and hope for that which will make you happy. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in such a nice way, he said, glad tidings be to you and hope for that which will make you happy. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first told them this, and then he explained to them. Rasulullah sallallahu, what did he explain to them? Look at the words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to his sahaba. He says, by Allah, I do not fear poverty for you. I do not fear poverty. It's not the fear that I have. That, you know, that constant worry that everyone has. What will happen if my child is not educated? That's worry. What will happen if my child doesn't earn a living? What will happen? We always got the fear of poverty. But what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? By Allah, I don't fear poverty for you. This is something I don't fear. In other words, it's not something that I worry that my ummah is going to starve with poverty, they're not going to have income, they're not going to have money. This is not something that I fear for my ummah. But the thing that worries me about my ummah, that I fear that the world will be laid out before you as it was laid out for those before you. It will be laid out for you like it was laid out for those before you. And you will compete for it as they had competed for it. And it will destroy you as it destroyed them. Bukhari, Muslim, Sharif, Riwayat. Look at the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he explained, he says, Abshiru wa amlu ma yasurrukum, fa wallahi mal faqru akhsha alaykum. I don't fear that you will become poor. Walakinni akhsha an tubsata dunya alaykum kama بُسِطَتْ عَلَى مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. The world, the earth, I mean not the earth, the world, the things of this world will be laid out before you. We just look and think to ourselves And what are we seeing today? It's almost as though the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are glaring us in the eyes. That how in the Arab world, money, the glitter, the glamour, the glitz, it's as though it's been laid out. And what had happened? What happens when this comes? Then the thinking goes, the person forget who they are, what their value system is. The West now suddenly becomes the Imam, and everything just follows. Forget that our Imam was Rasulullah and is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about. This is what I'm fearing for you. Is that when wealth comes in, then the thinking goes, you forget who you are. You are supposed to be the Imams, not the West supposed to be the Imams. You are supposed to be leading and the whole world was supposed to be following. But when the wealth came in and when the wealth comes in, the mind changes, the thinking changes. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا. You will start competing like how the people before you were competing with wealth, competing with buildings, competing with new systems, and competing with new holiday resorts, and competing with new tall towers. All this will start now. Nabi Sallallahu predicted, he told us. You won't see the prediction, it's the fact of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَهَلَكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكْتَهُمْ. And this will now destroy you like how it destroyed those before you. It destroyed them, this chasing for the dunya and the wealth, etc., and going and hankering after it, something that can destroy any person. Now look, this is talking on a global scale, but even on an individual scale, if you look at it, then when a person doesn't have much, he doesn't have money, generally you'll find that the person has humility in him, person has good akhlaq, good contact, not everyone, but many times. And a person suddenly now gets position, he gets status, he gets wealth, he gets a high level of influence, and he has people around him now. Suddenly you'll find the same person that was well known for his humility and his softness. It often happens that the style and approach and thinking starts changing. So this money is something that can alter the mind of a person. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is warning us to be careful of it. As I mentioned, that this you won't find in any of the economics books. You won't find it in the finance books, you won't find it in the university syllabus. But this is something taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we are taught in the university, in the economics, and in accounting, etc., what we taught is that poverty is something that we should be fearing. Don't ever fear wealth. Wealth is a good thing. The more you have of it, the more benefit, the more enjoyment you'll have. But see what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching. This is what you call the philosophy. Sometimes when our ulama tell us about what's happening today in the schools, what's happening in the universities, be careful of sending your child there. Their mind is getting focused, and their mind, the thinking is going against the thinking of the universe, against the thinking of Quran and Hadith. And we think sometimes that these ulama, what are they talking? They're backwards. But really, this is what the fact is. See what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling Sahaba, and what we're finding in the textbooks, what the lecturers are telling us, everything about dunya, and everything opposite to what we are finding in Quran and Hadith. Not to say that earning a livelihood is anything wrong in it, but just the mindset that the more you have, the better life you have, the more enjoyment you have, the better you have. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that this is the thing I'm fearing for you. Because when this comes, then you're going to start competing with one another. And this thing is going to destroy you like how it destroyed the people before you. And where will we ever find this philosophy, this thinking, ever be taught in the secular school? In fact, if anything, we are taught to see how we can continuously increase and increase and increase. Like the ayat of the Quran we did yesterday, Al-Hakumu Takathur Hatta Zurutumul Maqamir. That this continuous gathering and piling up and getting wealth will continue when? Hatta Zurutumul Maqabir, until you visit the Qabristans, all the different Qabristans you go to, then you'll find that nobody there is competing. Everyone stopped, finished. No financial statements, no income, no VAT, no distribution, no dividends, nothing. Everything is halted. So that is where that will be the end point. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand in advance. There's no harm, and it's important for us to earn a livelihood, earn an income, etc. But this continuous chasing and competing, this is not the style of a mu'min. A mu'min is one that reaches qana'ah, he reaches contentment. I'm happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given me. I don't need to continuously chase. This is where I need to stop and try and focus on my Akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.